let's spend some time getting into that timeless state of being in the now. And the easiest way to do that is to just quieten our mind for a moment. And I invite you to close your eyes and let any thoughts you have floating around in that beautiful brain of yours just dissolve away. We're just going to melt all of those thoughts, those things that we're thinking about, what we have to do in another hour, what we did last night, all of those thoughts. Let's just bundle them up and let them slowly dissolve away and fade into the background. We can pick them up in a minute or two, but for now, we just want to have everything dissolve away, emptying out all our cares, all our worries, tuning in to this now moment. There's nothing to do. There's nothing to even think about. There's simply just this sensation of being in the now, being fully present within this moment. And so when you feel that you have come a little closer to being in that now moment, just have that attitude of relaxation and that softening of all the parts of your body so that we can now receive a message from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. The channelings this month in these programs is about timing. So many questions personally for you, the Earth, especially of what is going on right now on the planet, the surprise of war. These things, dear ones, come about in cycles. But the one I want to talk about right now is that which is you. What is the cycle that we have given you over and over for 32 years to look forward to? We called it the precession of the equinoxes. The ancients actually identified it as a time of change. The Mayans called it a new creation cycle. Other indigenous had many other names, but they all said the same. Things would change. Opportunities for change would be there. They watched the stars. They saw the energy that it might create. They actually channeled the messages, and they were accurate, and it's so true. You are in the shift at the moment, and we have taught that for all of these years. More years than not, we told you it was coming, and now it's here. What is the timing of this in reference to you and your soul? Last week, we discussed something in the Circle of 12, and we had you standing ready to come here, and we called it the wind of birth. We also then described you in that area as heroes in the making. But the question remains, did you actually plan on being here at this moment? Is there some kind of Akashic timing that would help you to be here? The answer is this. It's more profound than you think. Now let's go back. We have given you a lot of information about you as an old soul. And if you have been reflective in this and have studied any of those messages for yourself, you might recall that old souls are those who have been in this school of Earth many, many times. Your Akashic record would read that you have had lots and lots of lifetimes, especially on a planet where through centuries the lifespan was very short. So you might imagine, if you've been here since the beginning, how many thousands of lives you've lived. But you don't have to have been here from the beginning to be an old soul. You just have to have an experience on the planet, which is lengthy, perhaps even several hundred years to have been here over and over. And what happens each time is that this Akashic record of yours collects wisdom. It collects the been there kind of energy where you wake in the next lifetime, often in the same culture, and you have a more comfortable lifetime because of it, because you know a little more of what to expect. Many times you can see things coming. You can make adjustments because of it. Or you'll have that deja vu experience, been here, done that. I'm not going to do that before, and make adjustments. So what I am saying to you is that the timing often of things that happen to you on this planet, your planning, is wiser than those who are not old souls. Where are you going with this, Kryon? I'm telling you that the more lifetimes you've had on this planet, the more you are aware of the planet, of what is here, of how to work with it, of the potentials. You have what we call slogged through old energy for centuries. There's very little light on this planet, dear ones. There are light pockets, and we've talked about that, but suddenly it's different. This is the shift. It's the one that the ancients talked about. It's the one that we talk about, where the actual quantum field that is around you is being rewritten, rejuvenated, renewed, where the planet is moving into new areas, where the magnetic grid has shifted to allow for higher consciousness energy to be here. And old souls are the key. The more old souls who are on the planet at this time, the better chance you have of pulling yourselves up by the bootstraps and sending light to the earth. Now, take that premise for a moment. We need you, old soul. Let's say that you have started a lifetime, and maybe it was only 30 or 40 years ago. And that lifetime came to a quick end, and you only made it to perhaps 25, 26 years old, and then you passed. There would be those around you. They would say, how could that be? They were on a trip that was enlightened. We could tell that they were very wise. How could their lives be shortened so much when they had so much to do? Now get ready. What if that was in the plan? Your plan. So that you could have one more short lifetime and come back and grow up so you'd be an adult for the shift. And the reason? Is because we need you at a certain age. And that certain age will mean so that you could teach others better. So you'd be seen by society in a certain age group and do a better job with what you are here for. I just gave you something to really think about. Reasoning behind early death, where we need the old soul, or you see it as a need for you to terminate the current lifetime, come back fresh, young, filled with the energy that you need to save this planet and send it light that you would not have had you not passed. Did you get that? Timing. Here's the statement today about timing. You are here on purpose now. You planned it at the age you are, doing what you're doing. This has all been in what we would call the plan that you set here. And the plan isn't for your life. The plan was for your lives. On the other side of the veil, you have the mind of God. You can see the wisdom. You can even understand and weigh the grief of others when you passed early against what you might do when you return. The lights that you might carry, that you didn't carry or had a hard time carrying when you were here in the last lifetime that terminated early, you would pick up completely with the wisdom and make a far grander impact right now on this planet during this shift than you could otherwise. Let me tell you something to think about and ponder. Many of you have done that. Many of you. So that you would arrive at the right time, at the right place, in the right culture, to be here right now. To send compassion and light to this planet so that it will do things it never would have done in the old energy, and you're seeing some of them. The reactions, perhaps, to the dark energy that shows its head right now, shows itself right now. What's the world's reaction to what's going on right this moment? Have you ever seen anything like that before? And the answer is no. Do you think that the darker energies are surprised? And the answer is yes. But they will struggle and fight and push against the light for a very long time. Your light will win, and we've told you this. You've already seen a piece of this happen. We've also told you two steps forward, one step back, but here it is, so you can see what happens when the darkness starts to push against something it never expected, a time when the earth would not be dark, a time when light would start to occur and wisdom, compassion, and kindness would start to be part of a love agenda, I'll call it, that this planet is bound for, is awakening to. Timing? You are not here by accident. And if you think you are, I want you to give it a second thought. You're here by design, and you're not here to suffer. You're here to be healthy, and that is why I ask for this program to exist and continue existing. So that you will be able to hear so many human beings that are invested in you and your health, to helping you, to healing you. So many different methods, so many different ways, because there are so many of you who have different methods and different ways and different minds. You're not here by accident. You planned this. So, old soul, if you are in my hearing range right now, I'll tell you this. Go do what you do, but understand that you have an entourage behind you who wants to lift you up and take you to a place where your light will shine and show. Don't let things get to you to beat you up emotionally or spiritually because you see some darkness or don't understand something. You're here to thwart it, to change it, to convert it to light. It's not an easy job. That's why they call it the light worker. That's why you're here. But if I ask you to get going on it, in all love, understand you are dearly loved, each one of you, here on purpose for the salvation of the consciousness of this planet. And so it is.